Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of the city. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
Put your ass to sleep like Robitussin. I ain't playing, best believe it ain't no joke here. The police won't even come around.
Jenkins is an island value. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yeah. What happened? What happened, dog?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Some difficulties going on around this motherfucker, I guess.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was your boy Freddie Gibbs, G.I.'s on, shit. No, that be. Had to cut him off quick. Janine, what's up, baby?
Nothing. Who in the hell was that? When y'all gonna play some Pink?
Oh, shit. She got just pink sick. I forgot you made that request last week. We got you next week. We got you next week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was pretty deals from the G.
Huh?
Hey, man. What was you saying, dog?
I say don't hold your breath for that pink, though, but we got you.
Hey, man, before we get started on this show, I want to know, did you see the news, man?
What you talking about?
About the guy that went in his girl's phone and looking through her email.
Uh-uh. What'd he do to her?
He didn't do shit. He finna get 5 years in prison.
For just going through her phone?
Evasion of privacy.
Man, I ain't heard about no shit like that, dude.
Shit. Go on World Talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to go on now. I'm going to post it on SinCity.Springs.com. Because when I heard about it, all I could do is think about you.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I know my man is like,
Maybe, but that motherfucker. He looking scared of the motherfucker right now.
No, I had to see that, dude. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to post it for you. When the show's over, if I don't have it posted up by tonight, I'm going to post it for you tomorrow. The guy looking at 5 years.
Yeah, that's hard to believe, bro. Hard to believe. Just for looking through a phone?
Hey, man. It's a civil case of mine, you got damn business, that's all. I've been trying to tell you that, bro.
It's got to be more to the story, bro. That's all I'm saying. It's got to be more to the story.
I hear you. I see you got somebody on. What's up? What's up, Carla?
What's up with you?
What's happening, Miss Candy?
I'm all good. I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm chilling.
So we got online with us today.
Of course, you know it's me, Timer, Janine.
Oh, what's up, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
All right.
What y'all talking about today?
Today's topic is the do's and don'ts of sex. I mean, you're probably asking yourself, well, you know, anything goes when it comes to sex, right?
Right.
But now we got some do's and we got some don'ts. And once I get started, I want y'all to feel free to jump in with me. Now this one, we're going to start with number one, all right?
Uh-huh.
This goes out to the fellas. So all the fellas is listening. I'm saying, whoever you listening via Blog Talk, via Sin City, whichever place you're listening at, this goes out to the fellas. Fellas, unless she's giving you the green light or she takes it upon herself, do not come in her house after playing ball, working, etc., and asking to get your dick sucked. Don't do it.
Wow.
Don't do it. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just a rule. You shouldn't do that. I mean, think about it, ladies. I mean, like I said, unless she feeling like, okay, I'll take the sweaty, I love you, whichever way. I mean,
you know, that's usually a motherfucker that just love you to death. But if you finna go over somebody's house you just met and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You going in there, you just got off work, or you know what I'm saying? You finish playing ball. You know what I'm saying? Your nuts all musty and sweaty, and you hey, baby, why don't you go and suck my dick? You know, why don't you make a little head? Nah, you shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't do that. am I right, ladies?
From my I agree.
You agree with me?
I agree. Yeah,
I agree.
Okay. We all on the same page. What about you, Tom? You agree with me, dog?
Oh, for sure, dog. That's kind of pricey,
okay.
Man.
Right. All right. I got another one. Ladies. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like don't fuck no man the first day off your period unless he's willing to. I mean, because if you still got that little trickle of blood and all that shit on you, motherfucker gonna think this bitch just fucked me on her period. Nasty bitch. Now, I was always told that this is a two-day rule. Now, unless he's aware of the fact and unless, you know what I'm saying, this don't go, well, I don't know, it can go for relationship, people that's in deep relationships. But this primarily go for the motherfuckers that you know you just met or you just trying to bust down or you just trying to hit and, you know, y'all just fuck it. There's just certain things you don't do. Ladies, am I wrong about that one? Holler at me.
Well.
if you juice it out, it should be fine. Unless you're trying to damage her insides and make her bleed again.
I'm not ashamed to say I didn't have some past experience. Well, a bitch just told me, you know, I'm off. I've been off and all that. And I pulled out the condom, got blood all on it. Bitch, I thought you said you was off.
That's because you brought it back now.
Come on, fuckers, you damn. Don't you know your body?
Yeah, but when you're done, I mean, you must have did some damage there, buddy.
No. That just wasn't you. Just
I
didn't
feel like
it,
if you douche it up, it should be fine. A little, you know, a little blood ain't gonna hurt you.
You can walk through mud. You can walk through blood.
I don't know about that one. Hold on, y'all.
We got
Buttercup there. Butter, what's
happening,
baby?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Chilling.
What's
today,
up,
Butter? What's up?
Hey.
We got today's topic going, Butter, the do's and don'ts of sex. Now, y'all feel free to jump in this. If y'all
what?
Got something y'all want to add on to this, please.
What?
Feel free to jump in.
What did you just... Can you please repeat what you just said?
The do's and don'ts of sex.
Okay.
Now, so far we didn't got established that a man shouldn't come home after work playing ball nice to get his dick sucked. We got that established. We all in agreement with that. Man shouldn't
right.
come home... Or wherever you're going, you know what I'm saying? Unless told to do so, he shouldn't go in and try to get his dick sucked. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no musty balls.
Or
you want no musty nuts
sit,
all in your face.
Or come and
right?
sit down on the toilet.
Huh?
After he done took a shit. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's nasty, too. Yeah. Okay, I mean, like I said, y'all feel free to jump in this. Oh, I got a lot of them. But now y'all feel free to jump in if anything y'all feel like y'all want to say too now. Anytime.
Keep going, Cal. You got a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, I got plenty. Okay.
Mm.
What was I at then?
You're not okay.
Well, we were talking about the blood thing.
You're not supposed
you
to.
You know.
Okay. While you're on your period.
Well, you're not supposed to, but it depends.
Now, Butter, let me ask you. Let me ask you, Butter. Now, I put this as a rule. Don't fuck a man the first day off the period. I mean, because like I said, now, I mean, I was always told it's supposed to be a two-day waiting period.
I was told it was supposed to be a 1-2-day wait period also.
Right. So, I mean, unless y'all, you know, do the douche thing and y'all got it all scrubbed up or what. But now, you know yourself if your shit just ain't right.
Right.
You know your shit ain't right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That also goes for urinary tract infections, yeast infections, and all that other shit. Y'all motherfuckers know when y'all got that shit.
Oh, that's so, oh my goodness. Now,
I mean, but
really,
now, am I right? Am I right? Y'all know when y'all got that shit.
There
right?
are things that women can
exactly.
have that they don't know at the beginning, but.
No,
when
you know
get
we
certain,
gotta use that
when you get certain, yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you get certain things, they leave a trail. You might not feel it, but they leave a trail of something to be seen. I mean,
mm-hmm.
their discharge or whatever.
Yeah, that cottage cheese looking shit.
That, yes,
you know what it is.
And then I was told that it's very uncomfortable to when you have one of those. It's very uncomfortable to hump.
And you gonna gap your legs open and risk giving me this? Come on, y'all know that's not right. That's a don't when it comes to having sex. That's a don't.
I mean, it's some that do.
And today, that's why we getting all this established today. That's why we getting all this established. We letting everybody know the do's and don'ts of sex today.
All right.
That's what we gonna do.
All right.
You working with me, right, baby?
Yes, I am.
Give me a couple of dudes.
What? A couple of dudes?
Give
what?
Me a couple of dudes. I've heard some don'ts. Give me some dudes.
Make sure that you give a quality amount of foreplay and every time you putting it down, unless you're trying to get a quickie in before you go to bed or get off to work or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear it, though?
I mean, I guess.
No, sorry, Dad.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hear your point, but I got a dude for you, man. I got a dude for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Cater to your woman. Notice I said your woman. I mean, not the bust down. Cater to your woman.
Thanks.
You want a pussy lick? I'll lick the pussy. You want a toe, suck. Don't suck the toe. Hell is your woman.
Right.
All right, I got you.
Now, I put that to the fellas. Anybody, I mean, do I have any objections?
Let me get that.
Janae,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. What about you, Candy? Candy?
Huh? Oh,
there we go again. Never mind.
Sorry, I'm just a little intoxicated right now.
I thought it affects your sight.
Huh?
Never mind. Moving on. All right, check this out. I'm going to another one. Fellas, this is for the fellas. Unless asked or it's been established that this is okay, do not, I repeat, do not try to put it in the ass.
Mm.
Did you hear that? I mean, I gotta
wow.
tell you, I mean, I mean, no, not in all honesty, in all fairness, I know that y'all sit back, and I know it's like, you know, we kind of take advantage of situations, like we got y'all in certain positions, like, okay, I'm going to slip it up. But now, unless this is like something that's just like, okay, well, you know, this is something we both agreed on doing or something like this. No, don't, Father Time, don't ramble. Don't ramble.
And act like it was an accident on top of that. Oh.
Sometimes the accidents happen. No, the accidents do happen. The accidents do happen. I'm talking about the one when he like, come on, girl, just turn around. And you study like, no. And he study just, I'm still finna put it up in you. No, don't do that. Now you turning a night of casual sex to a damn rape case.
Ain't it the case?
Because everybody don't get that privilege.
Right. You got to, and I agree. I mean, we got to be, I guess, bolted on to that island. We can't just wander off on it. We got to be bolted on to that island.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Man, I think so. Now these are just me, man. These are just me now. Like I said, anybody got something else to say about it? I mean, anybody got one that they feel like they want to put in? I don't mean, go ahead. By the way, we in the chat room, SiriusCity.Scrooge.com. Me and Tom are sitting in the chat room, and we kick it back, networking, politicking. Mm-hmm. Then what y'all women thinking about this? I mean, I'm just saying. I'll tell you what. Janine, give me one. Give me a do or don't. Don't matter.
Well, me personally, I don't like stuff stuck in my ear, so don't try to put your dick in my ear.
In your ear?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I have had that.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
I actually heard that shit today, though. That's what's crazy. I heard a motherfucker tell me that shit today. Like, really? Are you serious?
I don't understand it.
Now, hold on. Did he tell you, let me fuck you in your ear so you can hear where I'm coming from?
No. This female told me. This chick told me. Her dude stood up on the side of her and was rubbing it up against her ear,
mm-hmm.
trying to put it in. Like, really?
What?
Her ear?
Oh, ear, baby. Are you serious?
Oh, no. Where
you got some big ass ears. You got some big ass ears.
I don't know. But
that's what I don't understand. They like our ear holes are that big. Where it could, I don't know what they must have a fascination with ears
maybe
or something.
I don't know what it is. Maybe they think it has.
I ain't never heard no shit like that.
They should know.
Hey, let me stick it in your ear so you can hear where I'm coming from. That's all the thing I can tell you.
No, it was not a joke. They're rubbing it up against her ear. She was like, just sitting there like,
maybe he just tried to go across her whole head and it just got caught in the ear. I don't know.
He said he was like trying to penetrate her ear.
That's the new devil that's trying to bust a fucking eardrum. And trying to bust your eardrum for real.
I didn't ask if they was on nothing, was they high. I didn't ask for none of that.
Right. What the fuck was they smoking?
I didn't ask for none of that.
Okay, Janine. That's a hell of a one. And, Butter, that was a hell of a one for somebody to tell you that.
I know.
Okay, well, Tandy, you still with me or you still drunk? And I guess Tandy done passed out on the floor.
No, I'm here. I don't know.
You don't know what? I ain't asked you nothing.
We're talking about the do's and don'ts, right?
Right. Give me one. Give me a do or a don't.
I don't know. I can't think right now.
What?
She said, "You, it ain't no do's or don'ts, because she down for whatever."
Right.
Whatever.
Really?
Okay, well, get,
you already said the real stuff. You already
okay,
said that, you know.
Father, give me a do or don't.
Do I, diddy, dum, diddy, do.
Father?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do or don't.
Don't. And this is just for me. Don't try to tease me and take it out after, you know.
My God.
It is like really just beating it real good and then try to take it out. Like, don't tease me like that. Don't do it. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with my emotions or my oceans like that.
So what you saying? If he pounding, he just pull it out and stop.
Yeah, I mean, don't play with me like that. I think I would get an attitude, and I'd be done. And I mean, I don't want to ruin, you know, all of that. Mm-mm.
But it's still right there. Like you can't get it.
Nah, don't.
I mean, but I respect that. I respect that if that's one of your don'ts. Me personally, I would do it just because you said don't. But
and then if I try to get it and you still trying to be like no, oh, okay. Okay. I know you like. I know I have a control issue, so that might be the problem. You know.
Nah, yeah, cause I've been told to fuck you there.
Well, I guess. I guess.
I mean, but now I respect you. I respect what you said. I respect what you said.
I'm
but
glad.
I'm kind of a little confused on it, but I respect it. I respect it.
Yeah. I just don't. I just, you know.
Well, I do that, but I just be playing. Because I know I'm really going to give it to him anyway.
I mean, like, you know, the fair. Let me catch my breath. Like, are you serious? And then, okay, after that, it ain't no beg me for it. Oh, are you telling me to beg you for it? Or, you know what I'm saying? Don't tease me too long. It's like after a while, the that little boom is gone. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That little, oh, give it to me, Daddy. That's gone. That breath is gone. So. Yeah.
Okay, I can respect that. All right. Well, I got another one. I got a don't, and this goes for the ladies and the men.
Mm-hmm.
Do not try to make somebody 69 with you. If I don't bring your ass towards me, don't put your ass in my face. I mean, y'all know how it goes. Like, I mean, whether it's the man or woman, he going down, he doing his thing, or she doing her thing, and she try to turn, or he try to turn that way where he just cock his leg up over, or she cock your leg up over. No, if I ain't invite you to that, don't do it. Don't do it. Any objections? Do I have any objections to that? I don't know, buddy. You seem like the type that tries some shit like that.
What?
That's your M.O. You try some shit like that, buddy. I don't know. You seem like you would try some shit like that, man. Like, I'm sucking his dick. He gonna eat this pussy.
Well,
that's the way it is.
I figure like this. They gonna do that regardless.
Right.
If they don't.
I mean, no, maybe they will.
Nah,
maybe
everybody don't. Some people
but
don't.
I'm gonna tell you. You put that, you cock that leg up on me. I'm gonna give you that Kurt ankle lock because I'm gonna lock your ankle up. Get the twist in that one. I'm gonna get your ass down.
I'm not gonna force you to do it.
That's what I'm saying. See, don't force me. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna let you know that I want it done, of course.
I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, I got one here. I was told one. Now, I was told by a female, and a female told me to say this one. And this goes for the ladies. Now, this is not mine, but this is what I was told. Don't perform oral sex first.
Don't what?
What? A woman?
What?
A woman.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this comes from Miss Chocolate G. She gave me this one. She said, not perform oral sex first.
You mean when you first meet somebody? Or
no, I mean once y'all
talk.
get into y'all moment or whatever. She said the lady should not perform oral sex first.
Oh, the lady should not.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why she said it, but I want to hear what she had to say.
I don't know. You know what? I wonder, can I get on the line? I'm gonna see if I can get on. If I can get on,
I believe the reason why she said that is because, you know, men always expect it, and most women don't get it when they want it. So to make sure they get it, don't do nothing until they get what they want.
Okay. Now, I was told another one, but now, like I said, now these are not mine. These are not the ones I prefer. But now, some were kind of interesting, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Never have sex with someone who you can't have sex with you with the lights on.
What?
Now, I gotta agree with that one.
I agree with that.
I'm not gonna take credit for that one, but I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I can't take credit for it, but I do agree with that one. I don't have sex. I mean, what is it? Why we can't have sex with the lights on? I mean, do we gotta cut everything off all the time?
Okay.
What happens if I want it at 8:30 in the morning?
Exactly. What if you want to have sex in the middle of the day? It's daylight.
Right.
Okay.
I got to get up under the covers. It's hot outside. We sweating. I got
to
get up under
these
covers.
But what if she just don't want to have the lights on?
No, you don't let me see you. No, I got to see you. I got to see what I'm working with.
Okay, so what if you? That's what foreplay is about. When you're doing the foreplay and all of that, the lights can be on. And then,
no, I'm talking about this person from the beginning to end. They want the lights off.
Well, I mean, they probably either are very, very ashamed of their bodies, or they're thinking about somebody else, or they're plotting, or they're doing their voodoo.
Okay, well, that brings me to another one of mine, and I say this for the ladies more so than men. Don't be ashamed of your body. Trust me, because if you got him that far, well, y'all are already in the bed. He going all the way.
You know what my baby taught me for Christmas.
He's going all the way. We don't get this baby box for Christmas.
You know what he's calling? Welcome to Waffle. Get out.
Is that somebody
Candy? I have no idea.
Candy, you got your friends over there? Y'all intoxicated?
I'm sober enough.
Wow.
You're sober as hell?
I'm getting there, yes, because I got to drive.
Oh, but somebody's over there intoxicated in the background?
Well, where I'm at, yeah.
Yeah. So you're sober now?
I am, but she's not.
Who is that?
Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to finish this off. But Tom, take us to a song, man. All right. We'll be back because I got a whole lot more to go.
Alright, check this one out, y'all. My nigga JT the Juggernaut. My nigga Mozilla. White collar crime in this bitch. John Doe. Nigga, murder moan. Nigga, stand up. Nigga, Nigga, it's our turn, baby.
I can light a room up with no light switch. Hating on my chain, coming at me with a ice pick. I got me a diva, you just got a nice bitch. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. My shit's trifling, my shit's trifling. Yeah, you got game, but my game's trifling.
Gangsta Island value too.
My game's trifling. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. Candy apple squatting gold tennis shoes. I'm out here making moves on my
man. Where's Spinner, son?
Hey man, I got a public service announcement, man. All these niggas talking about they running things, they ain't running shit but they motherfucking mouth. Up here talking about they rapping, they ain't rapping shit but they lips around another nigga's dick, nigga. This a motherfucking movie, nigga. We moving all these hoe ass niggas the fuck out the way, nigga. Straight slamming, can't slide and let's get it.
DJ motherfucking rock.
With no light switch, hating on my chain, coming at me with a ice pick. I got me a diva, you just got a nice bitch. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. My shit's trifling, my shit's trifling. Yeah, you got game, but my game's trifling. My game's trifling, my game's trifling. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. 87 Cadillac, panoramic view. Painted candy apple, squatting gold tennis shoes. I'm out here making moves on my money, stacking thrones. It's Chef Boy or Johnny in the kitchen cooking raw. I'm always on call if you need me, then chirp. Chirping in and out of traffic under tent, smoking perp. That's a $50 slab, but send they ass to Captain Kirk. Just call me tip service, come see me, I got work. Okay. I make a bitch work when she see me in the club. She give her paper cuts with a fist full of ones. The man making crumbs, and I got big wops. Still Gucci to the socks with a diamond wristwatch. I can light a room up with no light switch. Hating on my chain, coming at me with a ice pick. I got me a diva, you just got a nice bitch. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. My shit's trifling, my shit's trifling. Yeah, you got game, but my game's trifling.
DJ Stan, you bastard.
Midwest Spinner.
My shit's trifling. Shit, then get the fuck up off the pot. I'm a cop. The alley cat be done. Got some bitches showing me that new prison in their tongue. Falling in the club, a quarter past blow. Half past long, and 10 till 4. Now they taking pictures cause they think I struck a pose. Louis this, Louis that is all a nigga knows. Straight to the VIP like where that nigga go. I'm in the back with the club on the counter. I can light a room up with no light switch. Hating on my chain, coming at me with a ice pick. I got me a diva, you just got a nice bitch. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. My shit's trifling, my shit's trifling. Yeah, you got game, but my game's trifling. My game's trifling, my game's trifling. Yeah, your game's nasty, but my shit's trifling. Bounce in my pocket, bitch, and I get away. You ain't got more money than me, let's face it. I'm so close to a meal ticket, I can taste it. So I'ma keep grinding okay. And stick to the basics. Who's up for that gal, I give a fuck, boy, a facelift. Feel in his mouth, but make him feel like he got braces. Johnny on that hustle, let me get it how we get it. Niggas hating on me, cause they can't knock me off my 50. The system rappers rap about, I really live it. And if I don't get it now, I'ma have it in a minute. Okay. Riding 20 inches, I've been skating on chrome. Yeah. My game's trifling, pocket so small. I can light a room up with no light switch. Hating on my chain, coming at me with a ice.
Hold on, you giving too much of the heat, man. Stop this shit. Hold to the next one, motherfucker. Let him buy the whole shit.
Yo, welcome back,
what's up, what's up, yo, man, yo, peep game, man, check this out, man. We got my man on the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got my man 40 Grand, my ace from the old DE days, dog. Ooh. Man, DJ Stan on the line, dog.
What's good, Money? What's
Stan.
Good? Coach Chief, what's up?
What's
40
going
grand
on
up in the building? Nothing chilling, man. Just chilling. Just figured I'd call in and see what y'all doing. I see y'all over there bumping that Freddie Gibbs mix and everything we put down. So what's up?
Yeah. What's going on with you, man?
Nothing, man. Just got to come from the studio, man. About to go through some more music right quick that I've been got sent to me again. But, you know, what's up, man. Just checking the news.
Okay. Well, man, check it out, man. Won't you see, how long can you stay on the line with us, man? We got a crazy little topic going, man. We got the do's and don'ts of sex, man.
Do's and don'ts of sex. All right, let's run it. Don't never let a chick suck your fucking ass or play with it. That's a don't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Now. I got one for that, because I got one for that. And that was my unless told to do so, never stick your finger in a man's ass, because you will get fucked up real bad behind that.
Right. That's violating. You're violating. You know, you don't fuck with the motherfucking dude ass. No. Any dude let a motherfucking woman fuck with his ass, that nigga's homo. That's some gay shit. You don't play, that's fucked up. You might as well say your ass been locked up and shit, and you like to play with toys and shit because you just some homo faggot shit.
Okay,
dudes don't let
okay.
other motherfuckers play their ass. Now, the dude, go ahead. Do eat some pussy because pussy is good for you. It's like eating vegetables. Mom always say eat your vegetable, make a clean plate. You be healthy.
Okay. I'm feeling you. Well, check this out, though. Now, ladies. I said somebody made gave me one that said, what was that? Do not perform oral sex first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You said do not perform oral sex first?
Yeah. Now, it was told by a woman. A woman told me to say not to perform or that a woman shouldn't perform oral sex first. Now, y'all wanted to ask, so I got on the line, Miss Chocolate T.
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling.
All right, now, check this out. You got a lot of women here wondering, why did you make that statement?
Why do I make that statement? Well, I can't speak for nobody else but myself, but me personally, you know, you don't let all your whole tricks out the bag at the first time. So, you know, you make them come to you, do a little bit of something for it.
Whoa. Quick question.
That's what I said. You was talking about the first time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when you first hook up with somebody, you don't just get off into oral sex with them. You know, they got to do you first before you got to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So you saying the very first time y'all have sex, a woman shouldn't go down?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say a woman shouldn't. I'm going to say I'm not. And I'm not going to go down on you until after you done went down on me.
So basically what she's saying is she is a freak, but she ain't going to go down the first day.
Yeah, exactly.
But she will.
I'm not
going to
go down the first time. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I got that coupon, I can redeem it anytime, right?
After the
first time. Okay.
Yeah, you can redeem it.
That's what's good.
You know how y'all men is.
Hey,
I'm saying, you know, the girl get off, y'all meet, y'all hook up, and y'all have sex and everything, and she go down on y'all. And I'm like, yeah, I got my dick sucked the first motherfucking night. She a hoe, this and this and this and that. However the case is, now niggas don't talk like that after they ate your pussy first, you know?
Right.
So let me ask you a question.
No, but
you know what? When you just mentioned kids. You know what I'm saying? You mentioned kids. I'm a grown-ass motherfucking man. I ain't about to brag about no motherfucking
shit. Let me tell you something. Men say that shit all the time, but they all do the same thing.
But those lanes.
It ain't about kids or boys or men. It's a point
that
everybody do it. Just realize it, recognize it, and understand it that all men does it. Okay?
No,
now
all
men
don't
women
do
it,
baby.
Too.
All men,
women
right,
does
but
it,
all
too.
Men don't do
but
that,
I'm telling you, yes, they do.
Time out.
Miss Chocolate T,
And DJ Stan.
All right, everyone. Chill.
I got a couple of more from you. I got a couple of more that you sent there. You said never get into sex to the point where you say I love you.
Sometimes it be so good, you yell it out. And sometimes it may be so good, you don't actually mean it, but you yell it out and that dude be looking at you like, did you just say I love you? And you don't even mean it that way. And they probably take it the wrong way. Like, I don't even know this motherfucker. He's talking about love.
But I mean, I was just a hellified dick.
You know, being a boost your ego.
Yes, that's what it is.
And it wasn't even nothing like that.
Miss Chocolate Tea, give me a dude. Give me a dude. You done already gave out a couple of don'ts. Give me a dude.
What was one of my dudes?
Okay, now she did have some dudes. She said, don't be ashamed to use second answers. So, I mean, she said use second answers.
Yeah, I think that if you're a freak and you like to use toys to make sex a little bit better, go ahead. Why not? Knock yourself out. Don't be afraid to try different things.
Okay.
I mean, do the women agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Be adventurous. Everybody, you get tired of the same.
Okay, now you had another one on here. You said feel free to watch a little porn.
Yeah.
I mean, is that with your man or just by yourself?
I mean, you can watch it with your man by yourself. I mean, because sometimes you need to get yourself a little stimulated. So that dude come up over there, you know, drink your little wine or your little whatever you're going to drink, put on your little favorite little porno, get yourself worked up. That's why when he come in, you be already ready. The things that he going to do is just going to amp you up even more, make it even a better time.
Okay. Hey, DJ Stan, give me a dude, man. Give me a dude for the guys.
Give me a dude for the guys.
Or give me a don't, either or.
Nah, I do.
From a guy perspective, though.
From a guy perspective, I do bring a lot of motherfucking toys to the table and shit because chicks love to get that extra shit off. Because by the time we done came once and shit, they can come like about 5-7 times and everything like that. So when you tired and everything like that, you better have some dude toys to do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Rock the spot until you get yourself ready. And build it back up, then you knock that shit out.
Okay, that was a good one. I like that.
Because if you come along to the party, it's going to be a wrap. It's going to be a wrap.
Give me a
Okay, now I got one for the ladies. Be sexy sometimes. Don't come to the bed looking crazy all the time. Now, I'm not saying every night you got to dress up in your lingerie, but God damn it, sometimes we... Don't take the makeup off. Don't take the hair out just yet. Don't take the eyelashes off. Come to bed with that shit. Sometimes just come to bed with that shit. Don't. You know what I'm saying? We looking at you all day. You didn't look. You looking spectacular for the public, but you want to come in looking like a fucking vampire? Come on now.
Wow.
I mean, you pull as soon as you walk in the house. Oh, God damn, this day been hard. You pull your hair out your head. Come on, now. I know some days you got a hard day, but God damn, sometimes leave it in for a little while.
Wow.
I got
one for you, man. I got one for you. Piggybacking off of what you just said. Ladies, no matter how long you've been with your man, you ain't got to come to bed with your grandmama drawers on. I don't need to see that. Talk about, you know what I'm saying, wash this, ma. Fuck that.
Damn,
he's
your grandma's on the
phone.
Damn,
he's
talking
to his grandma's on the
phone. I'm at home.
Draws.
Well, you know what? For the most part, I got to defend. I ain't saying I'm defending them. But however the case is, somebody do got to speak up now. Grandma draws. Okay, women do wear them. But however the case is, when you get off of work, you come home and take a shower and you put on pajamas, who the hell puts on underwear?
Exactly. I was going to say that.
Who puts on underwear? I mean, that's a waste of time. I mean, you about to sleep in them, then get right back up at 7 o'clock in the morning, take another shower and change them. That's crazy. Who does that? Exactly. Okay, now, I'm not saying every day.
We're not saying every day. Hell, there's a lot of times we do rather y'all just be naked and ready. But sometimes we like to see, you know what I'm saying, we like to see our women, like, you know, do little stuff for us. I mean, you know, come in with your sexy lingerie. Take the moo off. Come on with the lingerie sometime.
Exactly. Yeah, I understand that. Me personally, I'm not a lingerie person. Give me my T-shirt and panties on. That's all I do.
I understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But every now and again, come on. Give me something that's, okay, you say you a T-shirt and panty person. All right, that's fine. Now, how shocked would I be if you come in with something on totally different?
How shocked would you be if I just came in there with nothing on?
I won't be, because that's what you always do.
But I got a T-shirt and panties on every other night, every night.
Change it up. This is what it is.
Women that get in a relationship with a man, y'all get too damn comfortable.
Y'all get too damn comfortable.
Y'all start coming to bed all fucked up. You look good as hell for the motherfuckers at work, but you come home and it's like Jekyll and Hyde.
But yeah, you know what? Real talk though, it goes on both ends because you gotta learn how to be spontaneous with shit.
Yeah,
you know, and if you know she comes in every day with some just a coat on and nothing else underneath it and everything like that, like I know what the fuck you got on. You ain't got nothing on. Show me something different. Put some body paint or something on. And if you're feeling like you're tired and everything like that, you better believe I'm going to have a bottle of wine and a hot bath for you with some candles and shit like that and some motherfucking Latin jazz jumping off, because we're going to set the mood right for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get you relaxed. And after get you relaxed, you're going to get me relaxed. And then we're going to wax that ass together. We're going to have a good time. But we're going to be spontaneous with this shit, baby. We're going to do that shit right.
Awesome.
Hold on for a second. DJ Finn, my man,
my boy.
Hey, listen, I want you to listen to this, man, because this is what you put me in the mind frame of, okay? I want
you
to sit back and listen to this, all right?
I'm going to be everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. You got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best. Both of us.
Well, that's some max shit there, boy.
You gotta keep it moving, man. You know, you gotta make that woman feel good. You know, make her feel real good, man. You make her feel good, she feel good. It's all about fellation. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I got one more for you, dog.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
That's good shit right there. That's good shit.
We've been kissing.
All right, now once again, anybody feel like jumping in, feel free. Say, give me your do's and don'ts on this. I'm trying to hear everybody. I don't want nobody saying, oh, well, they said all this. They ain't say that. They ain't say this. Come on, give me yours. I mean, I see people on here listening. Give me your do's and don'ts of sex. I need to hear that.
I got a don't, man. I got one don't. I got one don't for all the ladies in the world. Don't fuck with me when I'm playing Call of Duty.
You know what?
See, dog, that one goes back. Not that one. Come on, man. I can't see on that one.
Wow.
I feel like this. If your man's sitting there watching TV playing the game, he's by himself, go suck his dick without him even saying nothing. Go suck his dick. I bet you he put that. I bet you're going to be playing Call of Duty no damn more.
Yeah, that motherfucker's going on save. Captain Save a whole
clip. Oh, God, shit. That was, oh, all right, shit.
Well,
let me ask you, man. Call of Duty. You on Call of Duty? You come and just out the blue, come fuck your dick. You actually going to tell her to move?
I ain't going to tell her to move. Like I said, depends on what level. If I'm about to prestige.
So what you're saying is if she lay down in front of you and just be butt naked and start rubbing whipped cream or whatever, some champagne or whatever, all over her body and shit like that little wet oil, and get that dildo or get the plan and anything like that, that Call of Duty still going to be running?
No.
Right, yeah. So get her ass out the way.
Yeah. That Xbox 360 will be a
motherfucking
wow.
What is that Jay gonna be playing it? Please believe me. He gonna push her out the way like, bitch, move.
Well, hold on now. I gotta make this statement. Father Time says does not go for cash and does not go for Sin City Radio. This is his strictly his own opinion. His own opinion. Fuck Call of Duty, 2K11, Madden 11, and whatever else. She gets my nigga right there. I'm sorry, man. I couldn't
be
on that level, though.
Hey, we be out there in Minneapolis sometime this month on a Freddie Gibbs tour. We got hit Chi-Town, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, New York, and L.A., Las Vegas, and we coming straight to Minneapolis and stuff like that. So. So I got to get back on these beats right quick. And, hey, Rod, let me. Y'all be cool.
All right, man.
All right. All right,
not
I'm going to get back with you, dog. I'm going to get back at you. No doubt. Word up.
Who would that be?
All right.
Buddy, you can only be that boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's up, the man in the ass shit? Oh, I can't even go do my DJ shit. Oh, you can't sit here with me. I can't go. You can't sit here with
fuck
me.
Ever.
Why did you gotta go do your DJ? Why did you have to go out on a tour? Oh my God, my head is hurting right now. My head is hurting.
Whatever. Whatever. Take that money,
just,
nigga.
Okay. All right, now moving on. I got one for the ladies and men. All right. After you go down on your level, don't
I'm
be afraid.
Eating. That's exactly why I ain't gonna say nothing, because I'm sitting here eating some shrimp Alfredo. But if I wasn't, I would make a comment about what that little slab you just tried to pull up in there real quick. And that wasn't even all that. I don't know.
What?
Mm-hmm, you heard me.
You talking to me? Moving on, like I said.
This shrimp Alfredo is delicious.
Don't be afraid to kiss your mate after you done went down on him. I mean, why should you be? It's yours.
I would think it's all wrong. And you couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm curious to know. Ms. Chocolate T, what would you do?
About, repeat that.
Now, if he went down on you and he came up to kiss you, would you kiss him?
Of course I would. It's nothing. I know where it's been. It's clean.
Exactly.
Unless he came up with a milk mustache.
I don't like that. I really don't like that. If your face is, I mean, your beard is like drenched and your face is all, don't, you could at least wipe it off a little bit.
But it's you.
I ain't trying to have a messy face, though.
Oh, I can't.
Girl, you better go ahead and get that sticky face and be done with it.
I mean, I could say so there's certain times that goes stands for, but not every time. Not every time. Mm-mm.
What you think, dog?
Mm-mm.
Would you kiss?
It wouldn't bother me. I mean, if you
so you just she just gave you head and nutted all and you nutted all over her mouth, and she just stand up and try to kiss you in your mouth. You gonna kiss?
No, I ain't saying all that now.
Why not? It's yours. It's yours.
That's like sucking my own dick. Right? It ain't about to happen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You should be able to taste yourself.
Nah, come on. Be real now. Now, let's be real. Would you actually want to kiss a man who had nut in his mouth?
No, he didn't have nut in his mouth, but if I got your nut on my lips, which that ain't going to happen. But if I did, yeah, you can kiss me.
I'm a firm believer that that one ain't going to happen. It ain't too many women that even want to see their man with nut on their lips. I'm sorry.
Really?
Not really. I mean, do you really want to see that?
I guess not.
Okay.
Hell no.
Now, I got one for the ladies and men. Now, don't brag on yourself if you know you're garbage. If you know your sex game ain't all that, and just go for the ladies and men. You know your sex game ain't all that. Don't brag on it. Don't sit there talking about what the fuck you can do and you know you can't. Now, you know you're talking about I could take at least 10 inches and you know 6 and have you screaming. Come on. Don't do that. You know you can't take no dick. You know you can't take no dick, or you know your dick ain't going to fit. You know you got a little dick and you sitting there, I have it at the back of your throat. I'll do this. Come on, man. You know. Come on. Don't do that. Don't do that. Am I wrong for saying that one?
Oh, no, you're not wrong.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Because
you got them talking all that mess when they hump you or whatever, you're like, when are they going to start?
Right.
You know, because they got shit. You're like, what the fuck? I waited on this shit? Really?
Okay. Nah, and I got another one. I got another. And this one can go for the ladies or men. If he got to be drunk or high to fuck you at all times, you might want to think about not fucking with this guy or this girl. If he or she got to be drunk or high just to fuck you, I mean, you see them and they sober and they got to get fucked up before they fuck you, don't do it.
Every time they come over, they bring in a big bottle. You got to let down this first.
Oh, what?
Right, and in some cases, I mean, it's not okay. I gotta get drunk to fuck you, but if you gotta, that's just like if he gotta, like, you would land in the bed, you laying across the bed, you looking all sexy, and he like, well, let me smoke this blunt first. hell no. I mean that goes both ways, because y'all women do that shit too. Hold on, I need to smoke a blunt. I need to pee. No, I gotta get. Let me get my drink on. Damn, you gotta drink to fuck me? Come on, man. I ain't fucking
with
you.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I mean, I know we got. Nah, and wait a minute. Now, am I going on this tirade by myself? Ain't nobody else got nothing to say for me.
Well, I mean, hey, let me see. I mean, all of my don'ts I have just.
Shout out to the Rev.
It's hard for you. It's hard for people to say don'ts when you have a whole. Everybody on the phone is basically down to do whatever.
Well, but now, I mean, even though you're down to do whatever, you still got more values and principles.
No, everybody ain't down to do whatever.
I have one. You can do, like, you know, that love making sometimes, but. You know, the majority of the time, then it'd be rough or something, do something different.
Right.
Okay, so what you're saying, don't always come trying to rub your head and kiss on you softly.
Yeah, wrestle with me.
wrestle with me first, pin me up, pull my hair, beat me up a little bit, then we could get it started. And that might just be me.
I'm feeling that one. Nothing wrong with that one at all. Let me ask, okay, I got one more. Now, this is another one, unless told to do so. No motherfucking biting down there. Don't bite down there. And I'm pretty sure y'all women too, because you got niggas that, ooh, I'm finna bite her right there. Now, I done seen motherfuckers actually come up like, you know what I'm saying? This nigga done bit me. He fucking bit me. And he thought
some women
he
like that
kind
of shit.
Yeah, and
some women
now,
like that
what
kind
I
of
said,
shit.
Unless told to do so. I mean, you really gotta find the right one to get bit down there. I'm sorry. Now, me personally, don't bite me. I know sometimes y'all might get into it, and you know y'all might sucking a little hard, and your teeth might scrape across it. I can deal with that. But if you just sit down and bite down like you like that, hell,
wow.
No, it's gonna be hitting you in your throat. turn loose, some bitch. Turn it loose.
Wow.
Oh, man, who was that saying, wow? Bite.
I ain't down with all that bite shit. Fuck that shit.
You know what, dog? Okay.
That shit is sensitive.
We left her fucking dog.
Area. All right,
man, I'm going to stray away from this conversation for 1 second.
Come on.
1 second, and we can get back on it. Dog, I didn't mean to holler at you, man. It's some bullshit. I mean, I ain't gonna say it's no bullshit, but I mean, it's a video going around, man, with your name on it.
What?
It's a video going around with your name on it, man. You and Candy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, right, guys.
Right.
I'm just saying, it's a video going around with your name on it, man. It says Father Time and Candy. I mean, have anybody else seen it?
I heard about it, though. I heard about it. It was like, what? Are you for real?
You're getting on my nerves.
I was just asking, have anybody else other than me seen this video?
Oh, my goodness.
A video
I didn't
with
see
me,
that.
I got
yeah,
response
man,
to that video.
Now, I'm not sure. You kind of look like your head. I'm not really sure. This it kind of looks like your head.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like your jerk-off.
Now, it's been posted on GrandCityGospel.com. Now, it's been posted on now. Now, it says it's you and Candy. I don't know. Now,
oh,
Candy,
man, you funny, dude.
Oh, wait a minute.
Dude, you funny, man. You funny. I know you started that shit. I know you started that shit, dog. But you know what? I got something for you, though.
If I had a dog with a face like yours, I'd shave his ass and teach him to walk backwards.
Hey man, I didn't start it, man. I'm saying is, hey, I mean, y'all can get on SinCity.Spruce.com after the show. I run the video. Y'all tell me if it's Father Time and Candy. I mean, it looked like his head, but I ain't really sure. And I mean, the guy was really intense. This guy was intense. He kissed my ass. That was so strong that it was just like.
Oh,
and kiss my ass.
I've never known you to be a screamer, dog. That's why I'm saying I'm not sure it's you. It kind of looks like your head, but I ain't sure if it's you. Now, we get on sincity.spruce.com, I'll show the video. Y'all tell me if it's good to look like Father's Advocate.
Ugly motherfucker.
What the hell is that?
Oh.
Are you okay?
What's that, brother?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Well, goddamn. Hold on. I need a cigarette after that. I don't even know.
My bad.
What you got going on over there?
Oh, my goodness.
Then I guess she's paying rent this week, huh?
Right. If it ain't her, it's Janine.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew I should have got in real estate, dog. I should have got in real estate. Well, damn, baby, cut the camcorder on. We on fancity.spruce.com. Tell everybody see what's going on.
I might just do that, too.
I'm here.
I'll get on for that one. Wow.
Well, say his name or something. Shit.
Right.
Hold on, please.
Put the phone in his ear. I wouldn't talk to him. Put the phone in his ear. Is that him talking? God damn. I'm glad these dudes and don'ts and got somebody something.
Y'all got like two fucking pit bulls going at it. What the hell?
Oh, man. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, the spontaneous shit. Fuck it, she got on the air, she on the show, and he I don't know what the fuck he doing, but he's doing something to her. Turn on your webcam. Turn on your webcam. You know, I feel you. Our show brings people together like this. Can we get a ghost in city?
What'd you say?
Can we get a ghost in city?
Ghost in city. Go.
Thank you, sir.
Ghost in city. Go, go, go.
Well, now you got Father Time in here rubbing his head. I mean. Boy, I guarantee you this, dog. There's nothing boring about this show. It's always something.
Did get it in, get it in.
Well, goddamn. That sounds like a movie finna turn into a horror flick.
Right?
Wow. Go ahead, buddy. You gonna get yours. You gonna get yours. Turn the webcam on. We right here. We right here. SinCity.Spruce.com. Wow. Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
You see what our show do for people?
I guess, man.
Sound like a pit bulls going at it in a horror film.
That's the do's and don'ts, man. Hey, that's what the do's and don'ts do to you. All right, now check this out before we go. I got another don't. I got a don't for the ladies. Well, I mean, I guess you could look at it for men or women, but I got one, and more so the ladies. Don't do the threesome with your man if you're going to get mad about it later. don't do the threesome then.
That happens?
What, threesomes?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I'm not having threesome with my woman.
Well, I had a woman get mad during the threesome because she didn't like the way her husband was doing me and son. It was crazy. I said, oh,
what?
I need to go somewhere else for this bullshit.
You know?
Don't
you
fuck her like this. Yeah. Like,
uh-huh.
He was fucking me better than her, so, girl, go sit your
right.
ass down somewhere.
How do
you know?
How do you
crazy.
Fuck somebody better? That's what I don't understand. How do you fuck somebody better?
I know. That is so crazy.
I don't know.
I've never figured that one out. You was fucking her better than you was fucking me. This is what I'm going to be doing to you. It's the same amount
of
money.
That is crazy.
I mean, hold on, dog. Let's listen back in. We finish it.
What?
Yeah. We just try to see what you finish yet. We gonna let you finish.
I'm taking a break.
Hell. We'll come back to you when you got some bad words. You got... Now, that could have been webcam material there.
Yes, it could have. I swear it could have.
Well, then why didn't you turn it on?
Blew your mind. Oh, my goodness.
Know. My dog wanted to see.
I see.
God damn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're telling you about it now.
Oh, still barking. Well, I mean, you at least could have warned us, girl. God damn.
I know. It wouldn't have been exciting if I did that.
True. The show caught me off guard. I'm getting ready to ask
right?
you questions. I'm like, what the hell? Well, goddamn.
You're welcome.
Hey. Damn, did he walk out the door and say thank you?
No, he's still waiting for seconds. Birds, actually. I know, Janine. Shaking your head, ain't you?
Yes.
What'd you say?
She
said
yes.
I damn. I mean, you done got everybody in awe. Everybody like, well, huh? What was the question again?
My bad.
We forgot what we were talking about.
Hey, I just want to go get some of that shit.
Oh.
Well, if y'all go to SinCityDollarSpring.com, y'all see what she's working with.
She got it on the webcam?
Hey, she got it on the webcam. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. I'm on my way.
I mean, they sitting there, his nipples hard, her nipples hard, that's it. What's going on here? Everybody's sitting there.
Hold
nipples.
On. Stay right there, I'm coming.
Everybody's nipples are just erect on there. What God damn.
Shut up.
What is
you
doing?
I felt like baby boy on that one when she was talking to a girl. That nigga told her, got behind her, told her, drop them drawers.
Hell,
I'll call you back. Hey, bro.
Huh?
I'm giving him the thumbs up if you can see me. Thumbs up, bro. I ain't mad at you at all. God damn. Shit, I need a drink after that. Well, check this out, y'all.
Oh.
We're winding down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So y'all know, like we always do, let everybody say what they got to say. Whoa. Yeah, well, any last words? Anybody? We're going to start with you, Jadine. Any last words tonight, baby?
Good show. I enjoyed it. I'll have to talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay. Candy?
Janine, you getting online?
Huh?
Are you getting online?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. Well, nice show.
See y'all at.
I'll be online. I need to hurry. I want to
see
what
y'all
at,
man.
I do.
Mother, you got any last words?
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Brother, what's happening, man? Any last words?
Man. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. Hit up the chat room.
Check us out, man. We're going down SinCity.Spruce.com. We're in the chat room. You know me and Father Time and that brother just in the chat room. She and that doing what she doing. Getting loose. God damn. Getting real loose. Okay. Well,
all right. I'm on my way.
Brother, give us a song. Take us on out, man.
Just my lifestyle. makeup. My bitch up out of the bed, started to put on makeup. It's just too early to be talking, babe. It's money to be made, and you know money ain't gon' wait. So it's head first, take a shower. Baby powder, this is my lifestyle, this is my lifestyle, this is my lifestyle, getting money right now, I've been on this 50 years, you can say I keep it real, whole city love me and these bitches call me Dr. Will, this is my lifestyle, this is my lifestyle, this here my lifestyle, bad bitches right now, we blowing kiss all on the bounces and we drunk as hell, we grabbing asses and these bitches getting mad as hell, ayy, hey, that's just my lifestyle, that's just my lifestyle, that's just my lifestyle, rock stars right now.